All right, so it looks like you're thinking ahead when it comes to keeping your Windows 10 computer safe and sound, especially with that October 2025 deadline coming up.
Yeah.
You know, when Microsoft's cutting off those free security updates, we've got Kevin the Tech Guy's article right here, and it's got some seriously interesting points to consider. So are you ready to dive in and see what could happen to your computer after that date and what you can do about it?
Let's do it.
Okay, let's deep dive into this.
Well, you know, the article doesn't sugarcoat it, does it? It's like Microsoft saying, upgrade or face the consequences.
Oh.
But let's be real for a second. Upgrading to Windows 11, it's not exactly a piece of cake for everyone.
You got that right. I mean, just think about it. You've got your workflow going, your favorite apps, everything set up perfectly on Windows 10. Then suddenly, bam, you're supposed to switch to a whole new system. New interface, maybe some bloatware you never asked for. Oh, and don't forget those potential privacy concerns. And then there's the whole compatibility issue.
Exactly. And the article drops this crazy statistic. 240 million computers around the world might not even be powerful enough to run Windows 11.
It's a lot of computers.
Plus, think about all those important systems running on Windows 10, you know, medical devices, ATMs, things like that. They might not work right with Windows 11. So
Yeah.
what happens to all those users?
Yeah, are they just left stranded?
Yeah.
Well, according to Kevin, not necessarily. It seems like you've got a couple of options. First, you could stay in the Microsoft world and pay for their extended security updates or ESUs. But here's the thing. The cost is totally different for everyday users versus businesses.
Yeah, for us regular folks, it's not too bad, about $30 a year. But for businesses, hold on to your wallets. It jumps to a crazy $427 for 3 years of updates. And honestly, who actually enjoys that whole update and reboot
Oh,
routine?
tell me about it. You're right in the middle of something important, and bam, update time.
Ex
But you know what? There's another option that caught my eye. This company called Zero Patch. They're kind of stepping up as the unsung heroes of security, you know, offering patches for Windows 10 even after Microsoft's done with it. And here's the really interesting part. They say they're the only ones out there doing this, the only provider of unofficial security patches for Windows.
That's a pretty bold statement. Makes you wonder, doesn't it? Are we seeing the start of a new trend? Will we see more companies like Zero Patch pop up, offering support for these older systems that the big tech companies have basically left behind?
That's a really good question.
Like a whole new world opening up.
Okay, hold on. Before we get too ahead of ourselves and start predicting the future of tech support, let's break down how this Zero Patch thing actually works. Because, to be honest, it sounds a little like magic to me.
Well, the magic is in these things called micro patches. Basically, they're like tiny little fixes that get applied directly to the stuff your computer's working on in its memory.
Okay.
No need to download huge files, no restarting, no interruptions.
So you're saying I could be working on my computer and these micro patches are doing their thing in the background without me even knowing.
Exactly. It's all designed to be totally seamless. But here's what's even cooler. Zero patch isn't just patching stuff that's already known. They're going after those zero-day exploits too. You know the really dangerous security flaws that get discovered and used by the bad guys before official patches even exist.
Wait, so they're patching things that Microsoft hasn't even gotten to yet. How is that even possible?
Well, Zero Patch has this team of security researchers who are constantly watching for new threats. They can identify these vulnerabilities and create micro patches way faster than the traditional way of developing software allows. And get this, they even offer patches that their customers specifically request, even if those issues aren't high on Microsoft's to-do list.
So they're really putting the power back in the hands of the users. That's a pretty strong argument for choosing Zero Patch over those ESUs from Microsoft, don't you think?
It definitely makes you think, especially when you consider that Zero Patch has a proven track record. The article mentions that they've actually patched problems before Microsoft even admitted they existed. They're seriously proactive about security.
Okay, they sound pretty impressive so far. But let's get down to brass tacks.
Yeah.
How much does this peace of mind actually cost?
Well, they've got two main plans. Zero Patch PRO is for individuals and small businesses. It's $24.95 per computer per year. That's about $27. And for bigger companies, they've got Zero Patch Enterprise. That one's $34.95 per computer each year.
And the article mentions a helpful tip. These prices might change in the future, but if you're already subscribed, you can lock in your current rate for 2 more years. So that takes away some of the uncertainty right now.
Absolutely. So what are your initial thoughts? We've got Microsoft basically saying upgrade or pay up, and then we have Zero Patch, the smaller company, offering what seems like a more affordable and user-friendly option. What stands out to you so far?
I gotta say, I'm really intrigued by Zero Patch. The idea of having a less expensive and less disruptive way to get security updates, is super appealing. And the fact that they're so on top of things, patching vulnerabilities, even going beyond what Microsoft does, that's really impressive.
Yeah.
But before we get too excited, I think we need to dig a little deeper. What does the rise of companies like ZeroPatch really mean for the future of tech support?
That's a great point.
Yeah, what are the long-term implications of all this?
Yeah, you're totally right. We've been kind of focusing on the details of all these options, but the bigger picture is really fascinating.
Yeah.
Like, are we seeing a real shift in power here? Are users finally getting more control over their own technology?
It does feel like we're at this crossroads, you know, where that traditional idea of you have to upgrade is being challenged. The big tech companies, they want to keep you on that treadmill, always chasing the next big thing. But ZeroPatch is offering this where to just step off that treadmill and say, hey, what I have works just fine for me and I want to keep using it.
It's like they're turning the whole idea of planned obsolescence on its head.
Right.
Instead of being told to toss out perfectly good devices just because the manufacturer says so, users are actually empowered to keep those devices running longer.
And you know what? That's not just good for our wallets. It's good for the environment, too. Think about all the waste, all the resources that go into constantly making and throwing away electronics.
Right.
If we can keep our devices running safely and well for longer, that's a win for everyone.
Absolutely. You've hit the nail on the head. This could be a huge step toward a more sustainable tech industry. And it also brings up some interesting questions about these big tech companies. Are they going to adapt to this changing landscape, or are they going to just dig in their heels and stick with that upgrade or else mentality?
Tough to say for sure, but I have a feeling this is just the beginning. As more people discover these alternative solutions, that demand for longer lasting tech is only going to keep growing, and companies like ZeroPatch will be there to meet it.
Yeah, it's almost like a David and Goliath story.
It really is.
You've got these small, agile companies shaking things up, giving users more choices. And that kind of competition is ultimately good for everyone. It leads to more innovation, lower prices, and it forces those big companies to actually listen to what their customers want.
I'm also curious about the security side of all this.
Mm-hmm.
Is it riskier to rely on a third-party company for security updates than to just stick with Microsoft? I mean, they're the ones who made the operating system in the first place.
That's a really valid concern, for sure. It's definitely something people need to think about. But remember, ZeroPatch has this whole team of super talented security researchers. They're laser focused on finding and fixing those vulnerabilities. And like we talked about earlier, they've actually beaten Microsoft to the punch with some of these patches.
Right.
So they're not messing around.
Yeah, the article mentions that they've built a really strong reputation for being responsive and transparent. They're upfront with their customers about any potential risks, and they give you all the details about how their patching process works.
Exactly. It's not about blindly trusting someone else. It's about doing your homework, understanding the risks and benefits, and making a decision that you feel good about based on your own security needs.
So it seems like we're moving toward a world where tech support isn't one size fits all anymore. Users have more options than ever. And they can choose the approach that works best for them and their budget.
And that's a pretty empowering shift. It means we're not just passive consumers anymore. We're active participants in shaping the future of technology.
I love that. So as we wrap up this deep dive, I want to bring it back to you, our listener. You shared your concerns about upgrading to Windows 11. You've heard about the potential risks of staying on Windows 10 without updates. And you've learned about this interesting alternative ZeroPatch. So what are you thinking now? What's your gut telling you?
Yeah, are you feeling relieved knowing that you have options? Or maybe you're still trying to figure out the best path forward?
Yeah, I think the main thing to remember here is you don't have to feel rushed by Microsoft's deadline. It's your choice.
Right, you're the one in control.
Exactly. It all comes down to what's important to you. Are you okay with the possible risks of sticking with Windows 10 after 2025, even with a solution like ZeroPatch? Or is it better for you to make the jump to Windows 11 with all those changes and potential compatibility headaches?
And it's not just about the technical stuff, right? It's also about what you're comfortable with.
Right.
Some people love trying new things while others prefer to stick with what they know.
Totally.
There's no right or wrong answer.
Yeah, it's all about what works best for you.
Exactly. And this whole situation, it really highlights something important. We should all take a moment to think about our tech choices, you know?
Right.
We often just go with the flow upgrade when we're told to without really stopping to consider other options.
Yeah, it's like we're on autopilot. But this Windows 10 thing is a good reminder to hit pause and ask ourselves, what do I really need and want from my technology?
And maybe, just maybe, the answer isn't always the latest and greatest gadget. Sometimes the best solution is the one that's already working for you, even if it means doing things a little differently.
I love that.
That's a perfect way to wrap things up. So to recap, you've got choices when it comes to what to do with your Windows 10 computer. You could upgrade to Windows 11. You can stay with Windows 10 and look into things like Microsoft's extended security updates or Zero Patch. Or, and this is where things get really interesting.
Oh, here we go.
You could try a completely different operating system.
Now you're talking.
Whoa.
Linux distributions like Ubuntu are famous for being secure and stable, and they often run great on older hardware.
Oh, hold on. Now you're opening up a whole new can of worms.
Yeah.
That's a topic for another deep dive, my friend.
It is. But the point is you have options. Don't feel limited by what the big tech companies are telling you to do. Do your research, explore, and find the solution that gives you the perfect mix of security, functionality, and peace of mind.
And remember, technology is supposed to work for you, not the other way around. So as you're figuring out your next move, think about what really matters to you when it comes to your computer. Then go out there and make it happen. This deep dive has armed you with knowledge. Now it's time to go forth and conquer the tech world.